sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Gabriel Anthony Nixon, number 227544.
Okay, Mr. Nixon, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And to my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as the hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections in the parole office is Mr. Turner, sir. I believe you can see Mr. Turner on the screen now, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing the form advising you of your hearing today, sir?
Yes.
Could on that form, sir, notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense? Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God who be so affirmed?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing's going to be held in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to reinstate or revoke your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation on your warrant. That allegation reads as follows. I'm going to read the allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
I barely heard you. I didn't get it catch the last part.
Okay. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 7520 East Billings Avenue, apartment 3050 in Mesa, Arizona, on or about November 23rd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officers. Says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, sir, thank you. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Nixon, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, as I said earlier, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the morning, Mr. Nixon, and give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Nixon was released from ADC custody on 1-12-2018 and arrested on 1-15-2019 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit with the assistance of the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-15-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 6-9-2019 with 53 absconders. Current conviction, 2008 burglary, first degree, 9 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2007 theft, 9 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 1, and substance use score of 2. STG information, he is a suspected member of the STG criminal straight gang of New Mexico Mafia, Arizona, and self-admitted to being a member of the Round Pipe Phoenix. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, absconded for 135 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. This binary is significant and lengthy with drugs and violence noted. Under arrest, 2007, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GP score of D7, D8.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Nixon, I see when you were released on December 12th of 2018, you first were released to reside at 10903 Rembrandt Road in Mesa. Then it looks like on June 1st of 2018, you reported that you were residing at 7520 East Woodland Street, apartment 3050 in Mesa, with your girlfriend, Ms. Lopez. That was your last known address. It also says so that you were referred to several programs. However, you says that you got a job at Nixon Steel at 214 South Hamilton Place in Gilbert. They were able to verify your employment. Then it looks like on June 1st, they made contact and stated that you had only worked from April 10th to April 13th and never returned and reported. So why did you leave that address at 7520 East Billings Street?
Me and my girl, we got in an argument, and you know, she was pushing out pregnant, and she wanted me to go out and get a job. And we got in an argument, and then I went and spent the night at my brother's, and then I tried to call her the next day, you know, to make up, but I don't know, she just didn't want to do it anymore, and I don't know, it just messed my head up, you know, she was pregnant and everything else. It just messed me up, where I was just like, I don't know, I just told her she wanted to go back anyway, so.
Okay, well, it looks like you did get a job at one. How come you didn't keep working?
I was at Nexus Steel, but, you know, they wanted me to go up in the, it's an iron working company, and I'm scared of, like, heights. It scares me. Okay. And they put me up on the high beams, and after that, I just was like, no, I can't do it. And I'm going to start working for my lady's dad, and I worked for him, but he said I wasn't, like, cut out to do the foaming. Like, he was trying to train me to foam the roofs, and I wasn't getting it right, I guess. And so he let me go, too, like, 4 days later.
So it looks like that you were doing pretty good with your UAs. You were signed to go through your UAs and task, and it looked like you were coming up with all these negative results, but in the end, you failed to submit a UA sample. Then you had negative, or failed to submit a UA sample at task.
Yes.
So what happened? Did you just relapse, or what happened, sir?
No, I don't do drugs. No, that was the time. The one I didn't show up to test was during the time me and my girlfriend, we got in a fight, and all my stuff was over there, my ID and everything, and I was trying to, you know, get my ID from her, but she didn't, she was just so mad, she wasn't trying to give me nothing. From what I understand, was she threw everything, all my stuff away, including my ID, and then, like I said, you know, I loved her, but she just messed my head up, and I mean, I didn't relapse or nothing. I just, you know, I was just all in depression.
So why did you want to get another job, sir? I mean, your girlfriend was pregnant. How did that mess you up because she got pregnant?
No, I wasn't going to get a job. I didn't have a job. I didn't have one yet. Uh-huh. And she was, this girl, because it was going to be my first kid ever. Like, you know, she's my first child. And now we were discussing about the jobs, and I was telling her, like, yeah, I'm going to get a job, you know, like, I have to now, you know, and I don't know, it was like to where she was talking about that I'm a mama boy and all this, and I only run to my mom, and I don't know, it just got me mad, and I said some words, and she said words, and I took off before it escalated, and then the next day I tried to call her, you know, and she just didn't want to do it. She said she didn't want me back, and I was trying to get all my stuff, but she worked with my brother's wife, and she said my brother was advised that she just threw all my stuff away. I love her, man. It just put me in depression. Like, I couldn't believe she just ended it like that. Uh-huh. And that was, like, 2 days later when I had to go UA, but I didn't have an ID. And I just wasn't in the right mind after all that.
So, where were you staying at during that period of time?
I was staying at my brother's house in Virginia.
So how come you didn't contact your PO to work everything out, sir?
Honestly, I sat down alone. I was just, depressed, didn't want to do nothing. It's like, I love that girl, and, a girl can do that, and she will. I should have, I can't do anything now, but I just let that get to me. And there was talks about her just going to have an abortion, and she didn't want the kid no more. And I don't know how true that was, but that messed me up even more. And I just sat home, didn't want to do nothing. I was just in a depressed state.
So did she have an abortion? What happened? Did she have a baby?
I don't know. I have not spoken to her. I tried to get a hold of her, to find out and try to work things out, but she still don't answer my calls, and I was out there and nothing. I really don't know.
Well, your brother's wife, didn't you say your brother's wife worked with him?
Yeah, well, I told her, she said she wanted to be part, like, in the mix of all of it. She was just like, I'm not going to ask her nothing. I don't want to be involved in what's going on between you and her relationships. Like, so don't ask me anything. So she just basically got out of it.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. So no additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Nixon, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I know I did wrong by not checking in, I was doing good. I know I didn't have a job, I was trying. There's so much more I wish I could tell you guys, it involves, this being in prison and everything. I don't know what other information you guys have, but being on the streets is a scary thing whenever you got people threatening your life and everything. That's why I just want to stay inside, even in here right now. I'm in the hole right now because, I'm afraid for my life of being on the open. I can't do it no more. I did good when I was out there, did drop clean. I was going to all my classes. I had 48. I think I only had like 11 left to do. I didn't finish those because I didn't check in, and I absconded, but I feel like, I can do it. I got a lot of support out there, my mom, my brother, they were the ones that, kept me from relapsing and doing stupid things, and they kept me home, they kept me there talking to me, they got a job lined up for me. They were like, man, they do whatever they can for me, and I listen to them, and I just let my world just get to my head, and that's really why I didn't catch no charges, I didn't relapse to drugs, I feel like I deserve another chance, and show everybody, and hopefully, they didn't have an abortion, and I can be there, and help her, even if she don't want to be with me.
Okay.
But, well, Mr. Sarge.
That's all right, sir. So the board's going to go into discussion, Mr. Nixon. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the community situation, okay? I'll get back with you, sir. All right, the board is now going into discussion. Mr. Nixon, was out. He actually was doing real good. At least his UAs were all coming back negative, except for that one that was diluted. But his last three, you know, he failed to submit on two of them. And right in the middle in October, he had one on October 17th that was he failed to submit. And looks like on October 18th, the very next day, he went and submitted one, and it was negative. And then looks like on November 26th, he failed to submit. Although he does have a history of drugs, he says that he wasn't doing any drugs, and that's very well possible that he wasn't, that he had moved. He was staying with his girlfriend and got pregnant, and as a result of his girlfriend getting pregnant, they had some words about him not having a job and working. They said some things to each other. He left, and after that, she didn't want to have any contact with him after that. He says he was staying with his brother. After that period of time, he was actually arrested. I don't know the location was where he was arrested, but he was arrested by ADC. So he has a release date of June 9th of 2019. He was an absconder for 53 days, which I can't overlook, but the other fact of it is that he didn't maintain any contact or liaison with his parole officer. And in 2008, he was a absconder for 105 days, so certainly he knows the importance of maintaining a relationship or contacting his PO. Therefore, I think that since he has a release date of June 9th, which is about 4 months away, I think if he just takes some time and work with his CO3, work on a program, and so that when he gets out, that he'll get out, maybe get a job and get into a program where he can be effective and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement, and hopefully not get in any trouble, but mainly work on getting himself together so when he get out, he can deal with his life situation with his girlfriend, whether she had the baby or not, and be a productive citizen from that point on. That is my opinion, however. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Nixon. Found that he was delinquent, but he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he had lapses about the lapses into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Woodhouse, agree, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Nixon? Mr. Mayor, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 9th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. So I'm going to ask that you try to work with your CO3 while you're incarcerated. You have about 4 months, a little less than 4 months left on your time. Work with your CO3 so that when you get out, you can get into a program or have some program or work on finding a job so that when you get out, so you'll be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. So I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Nixon. Please don't hang up the phone or set the phone down so the next person can come in or either have the CO3 come in.